This is a CBC podcast. This is a CBC podcast.
This is Mic Drop.
Mic Drop?
It's about us.
Teens and our stories and what we've been through.
What we are still going through.
Without any adult interruptions.
Testing.
Testing.
Mic will drop in 5, okay. 4, 3, 2.
Drop the mic.
I've never held a mic before, and this feels good, actually.
Doing the logo and the branding for a big company like that was like exciting. It showed me what money could really do, and my goal really changed from getting probably like the best clients or getting the biggest artist to make cover art for it to like how I could use my business to help inspire others to do better in the world. My name is Benji, and I'm a 16-year-old graphic designer and video editor. Even before I was getting money or making it a business, I found like the passion for just doing it. And I create something new every day, so I think it's a passion. Like, I don't see it as a job, but I see the business side of it as something helpful to help me reach my goals. So graphic design and video editing became my thing after doing different graphics and different videos for my friends. And then later on, I just got a whole bunch of people asking me for different, like, to make them cartoons. So I started charging people like $5-$10, and that started to become the money that I used or put towards my lunch. It was exciting. Like, I didn't have to wake up very early and prepare my lunch. Like, it just made me feel a lot better, and it didn't make me feel like left out, because a lot of people were going out for lunch while I had to like stay inside. So just having money or like knowing that I'm able to buy the food was like a new change and a new beginning for me. I grew up in Toronto, but I was born in New York. So my parents actually immigrated from Uganda to go do school in New York, so Cornell University, which is like an Ivy League school in the US. Some of their friends were coming up to Toronto, so they had the decision of either coming to Toronto or going back to Uganda. So they actually chose to come to Toronto with a few of their friends that they were in school with. Before I started to get lunch money and started getting a lot of my friends liking my work and all of that, I was sort of seen as like the odd one out. Like I was very dark in elementary school, so I was like known as like the dark person. Dark person, like my skin color, like people would make fun of like just how I look. And at the time, I didn't have the luxury clothing or the clothing that a lot of the kids had at the time. So like my shoes were ripped, and like we're getting used clothing from like Value Village and different places like that. And we're basically just making it by. They were making fun of me and calling me different names and just treating me different because I didn't have the things that they had. Like, I wasn't able to buy like the best new basketball sneaker. Like, I was just using what I had and had to embrace those different things. At recess, when like those people would like bully me and tease me, I would just go and do something else. Like, I was playing like basketball at the time in grade 7 and 8. So everyone from the basketball team would like play basketball at lunch, and like you'd make baskets and stuff like that. So we would support each other in that way. I did the branding for a media company called 6 Buzz TV, and at the time when I did the logo, it wasn't very big. They didn't have like as big of a clientele as it has today. I made the Sixpuzz logo in the summer of grade 7 and 8, but they started to blow up when I was around grade 9 and 10. Now they're currently at 2 million followers on Instagram. The Sixpuzz logo is a B. It's like this monochromatic B, and it has the number 6 in the middle of its body. And in the final version, it's very colorful. It's like the background is yellow. The middle parts of the B are red. So like it really contrasts, like it really stands out if you put it beside other logos. And it's a simple logo that I think is like really iconic and people can recognize today. Like, I remember, I think in 2018, Drake shouted us out on Instagram. After, I guess, Drake showed love to the platform, a lot of other people came onto it. So even a lot of the artists I worked with and a lot of the people I looked up to, they started to like it too. So just me doing the logo and the branding for a big company like that was really like exciting. And I started to build my portfolio and a lot of the work started to build up. So when I was getting projects like with these big signed artists, I started to increase my prices. It was really special to work with Danny Green and Fred VanVleet because these were two high profile athletes playing for the Toronto Raptors at the time that I looked up to. It was really nice to meet them. So me working with Fred VanVleet, it was a crazy moment. Like it felt surreal when he replied to my message through like Instagram. I was very hyped up that he liked the work that I did. His brand's called Bet In Yourself. So I was creating a lot of different graphics that pertain to his brand, like how you could bet into yourself, like using like different like Monopoly graphics and dice and different stuff like that, even chess pawns and different illustrations to help connect with him and his brand. I think the success of my business has changed like my family in like a drastic way because it's allowed me to come in and help support my parents, like pay for certain bills and do different stuff around the house and even send back money to their people at home. So as more money came in, I was able to really help out the people that were around me. So I have two sisters and one brother. Yeah, we're very close family, and just not us worrying about money at times was something that brought us together, and we would just like enjoy every moment instead of worrying so much. It has allowed like my parents to relax in certain situations. Like they're still doing the things that they have to do around the house, but it has allowed them to like take a break away because they are getting older. So it's nice to see that they can sometimes like, just enjoy time with us, because before, like my dad specifically, he would always be on the road working. So the fact that he's home now and he could just like relax and like spend time with my siblings, spend time with me. It's like heartwarming, and it keeps me like on my toes to do even more. Now I'm able to afford any shoe that I really want, but I stay true to myself and don't really go out there buying many things. My business gave me the opportunity to go and do different things out in the world. For example, I went on a trip to the Philippines to go help build houses and give back to the kids that were out there. So to go on this trip, I had to raise $4,000 to do the different things that were going out there, like for us to get food, for us to get equipment to build the houses and different stuff like that. And I used my clientele and my social media along with my business to help fundraise that money. So a lot of the brands and influencers I was working with were reposting the flyer that I made, and we're using their audience to their advantage too, and getting them to go to my GoFundMe and help me go on that trip. So we were able to raise the $4,000, and I even raised even more. So I was able to give some of the money that I got to different orphanages out in the Philippines and even some of my other friends that were going on the trip as well. It showed me what money could really do, and my goal really changed from getting probably like the best clients or getting the biggest artists to make cover art for it to like how I could use my business to help inspire others to do better in the world. So my business is called Certified Designs, and the logo is a bow tie. So the bow tie symbolizes like certified, because when I think of certified, I think of like someone in a suit, and I think of something like elegant or like clean. So I created the logo that would sort of symbolize that. I think my dream moving forward is one, to create a brand that's as influential as like Apple. And I want to see the logo that I created and like all the artwork that I've created all around the world and in different places that you wouldn't necessarily expect it. And I think with the whole vision of that, I want to help inspire more people that are like me and people that are young and are very talented. Like, I've taken it upon myself to help some of my friends that are interested in graphic design, and I help them boost their career and create like a website and give them even some of my clients to start off their careers. And I also want to do a lot of initiatives around the world, you know, just give back in different scenarios. So me going to the Philippines really opened my eyes. Growing up, we did a lot of different things together, and I seen my parents working hard from the jump. So just seeing them doing their thing and them like hearing the experiences of how hard they had to work in Africa to make it to where they were, like just hearing them say, like a lot of their siblings are still in Uganda, but they worked hard and got to an Ivy League school and even got to Canada or like North America to follow their dream or their passion. So like just hearing the stories from my parents and knowing like a mission that you're on and having that like tunnel vision really got me motivated and want to build something for myself.
Mic Drop is produced in Montreal by Sherry OKK and Carrie Haber.
For CBC Podcasts and PRX Tracks. Associate producer is Ellen Payne Smith. We'd love to hear from you. On Instagram, we're at CBC Mic Drop.
You can also reach us by email at micdrop@cbc.ca. All around the world.
Bye for now.
For more CBC Podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.